The Democratic Alliance can reveal that the three advisory panels appointed by Northwest Premier Bushimape last month will cost the taxpayer more than 4.3 million. The three advisory panels consist of a total of 25 members with about 714,000 in funding per month. These are funds that could be used to improve service delivery in schools, hospitals and clinics in the province. Duplication and multiplication of government functions is an old ANC trick to oil the cadre deployment wheels and the siphoning of public money. The panel for the development of the provincial growth and development strategy, for example, is basically a duplication of the entire Northwest Department of Economic Development, Environment, Conservation and Tourism, which should be at work to promote economic development and growth. Otherwise, what is the point of having a fully staffed and funded department headed by MEC Kinetu Mosenuhi? It is clear that the ANC-led government is incapable to fulfill its constitutional mandate and now outsource its responsibilities to panels, advisors and consultants. It also signals that Premier Mape has lost confidence in his MECs, ultimately rendering them redundant. The EDA rejected the establishment of these panels during Premier Mape's SOPA this year. While panelists may be very well competent individuals with the best intentions, it is a fact that the ANC gives scant regard for recommendations made by advisory panels. We will be monitoring the work that will be done by these panels.